Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Glad you're with us today. And joining me, two of the real troopers in the area of relationships and sickness in our world today, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Good to see you.
Great to be with you, and you know, there's nothing that you can say to me today that is going to overwhelm me, because I have in my hand a stress radio. It's a little rubber radio. Whenever I'm under stress, I just squeeze my stress radio. I got that at the National Religious Broadcasters meeting, and I thought, wow, how do they know how stressful it is around here when we have no idea who's going to call? What are they going to say? We're just waiting.
Does it play music when you squeeze it?
So if you're squeezing it really hard, we know, huh?
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, other programs, you get to have a script that you get producers to produce, and our production is, okay, here, what's the question?
Yeah, here we are. We just show up.
Here we go. All right. So we're glad you're with us here today on New Life. And, we had a year end. It was a great year end. Literally the strongest year end we've had. Ever since, well, I guess 2012, in 6 years, our strongest year in. So thank you, every one of you who did that, who helped us with that. Really great. And then February, I guess everybody sent Valentine's rather than support the ministry. So if you could help us out here in March, it would be a big help. And I heard a couple other ministries, too. They had the same kind of experience. So please help us if you can, and we'll send you Intimate Deception. That's Dr. Sherry Keffer's brand new book. And, you know, you think you're in an intimate relationship. You think you're there, and it's just not true. There's somebody else. You've got this obsession, or you love being in the presence of this other person, or you want to be fascinating to this other person. You turn it on, or the real stuff, you know, the affair happens. Oh, my goodness. Whatever it is, she's written about it right here, and I think you could really benefit from it, and we'll send it to you, our way of saying thank you for supporting New Life. We're going to go right to the phones, and we're going to start off here with Tiffany from Los Angeles, California, listening on KKLA. Hello, Tiffany. You're on with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Steve Arterburn. How are you?
Hi, guys. I am a little stressed out, but first I want to say I love your show, and I've read a couple of your books.
Thank you.
I actually called in about a year ago, and I'm kind of having the same problems with my son's father, who is still my husband. So I guess my question is, let me start off with that, is do I reinforce boundaries or just proceed with divorce? That divorce papers that he won't sign, by the way, but he has let me down so many times, and I kind of feel like he's halfway wanting to reconcile, halfway wanting, you know, to be in the marriage. So that's why I'm calling you guys.
So why do you refer to him as your son's father? I'm just kind of curious about that.
I think because I've been hurt and let down by him so many times that, I mean, he is my son's father, but as far as feeling like I have a husband, I definitely don't feel that. I'm lonely all the time. He's always working, always gone, always on tour. He's in the music industry, so he's gone a lot. But he likes to give me money. He likes to, you know, I think love bomb me in a way and say, here, here's a nice house. I want us to get back together, but I have to work. So, you know, I'll come to church with you every once in a while when I'm in town. And I just feel like he's just stringing me along. And
okay, so has he been Has he been unfaithful to you, or is this a career thing?
I don't know if he's been unfaithful to me. I don't want to say I'm naive, but he wants me to just believe him and trust him that he's not cheating.
Okay, hold on. We'll be back after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back. Okay. Oh, Tiffany, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. We've got some questions for you. Jill, you want to start us off here about this musician that she's married to but doesn't want to be anymore?
Well, right. Tiffany, we're wondering if, we're assuming that he's always been a musician prior to you marrying him. And so prior to having children, were you more involved in his travel? Have things shifted since kids came along? Because it sounds like... go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Once we got married and had a baby, something clicked within him, and he just was like, I have to work. I have to, you know, I mean, he's definitely done so much for us financially. Mm-hmm. And I think our marriage has just kind of suffered because we don't really do anything together. So I'm trying to figure out, am I overreacting? Should I, you know, that's why I'm calling.
How old is your son?
Yeah.
He's 3.5.
Okay.
And why aren't you traveling with him?
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
I know that he's mentioned it a few times. Mm-hmm. But who's going to watch my son?
No, your son needs
child.
To go with you.
It's 3.5.
Take him with you.
Happens all the time. Musicians married to people, they all get on the bus and they go together.
Okay. Well, I mean, he only invites us to some stuff, you know.
No, but you would sit down with him and say, look, you would sit down with him and say, I've been complaining about your travel. And I knew you were going to travel before we got married. Now I'm complaining about it. I want to go on the road with you. So let's talk about that. Let's make that happen.
Okay.
Let's take some of that money that you are so good at earning and let's put it into making it easy for us to come on the road with you.
Because, Tiffany, you knew it was going to be an unconventional life, marrying a musician, right? So you knew that. So I guess what I don't want to minimize your concerns because we hear your concerns. You can't have a marriage that's never together, right? But so what we're, I think, wondering is who changed the rules here? Did he not travel and then you had kids and suddenly he's traveling because he feels the burden or he's something shifted for him? Or... have you decided since you have kids, you want a more normal life? And that's never been him.
Right. He just started traveling. He started traveling while we were working on our marriage because last year when I called, I caught him in the lie. And we were supposed to be working on our marriage, and I feel like this is definitely disconnecting us even more. Mm-hmm. I told him, I said, can you come to church with me? Can we go to one of those, the weekend, what is it for marriage?
Marriage intensives?
Yes.
Intimacy?
Yes. And he was like, yeah. He says, I'll go when I'm in town, or I'll go in like 3 months when I'm back. But there's always another project, and here I'm getting ready to be 40 next week. He won't be here. he won't be here for my 40th birthday. And I think it's just making me so sad because he's missing so many moments in my life and our son's life.
Let's get down to some facts here, okay? So what was the lie that you caught him in? What was that lie?
I saw in his text message, it was it said, "Good morning, what do you want for Christmas?" Apparently it was from his intern. I had no idea he had an intern, and he just said he didn't think it was any concern. So he didn't tell me. So when I looked at the phone, I automatically thought he was cheating. And he left us 2 days before Christmas and just walked out. Mm-hmm. And he's been gone since. He bought us a house, but he doesn't live here. And he comes to see my son every once in a while. Yeah. So he just kind of wants to live his own life.
Okay.
Oh, you left that out.
It's just an interesting phone call here we've got. So a lot of stuff left out. All right, so he's not living with you, is what you're saying, and he comes in home every. And so, if someone's not living with someone else, we have to ask why. Now, is he a performer?
He's a manager.
He's a manager.
Goes on tour with his.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. Okay, and so he's a manager that can't. I mean, it's one thing to be a manager and he's telling you that I'm a manager and I can't come home for your 40th, because a manager can come home for a wife's 40th, but he's not home. I mean, that's not his home. He's living away. So we have to assume that he and his intern have a really great relationship going there.
His intern is no longer in the picture. This was a year ago.
Okay.
What he also did, let me mention, he did give me her phone number. Her information, and I did reach out to her. She told me that it was just a working relationship.
Okay.
But in the back of my mind, guys, I'm thinking, did he just pay her to say that? You know?
Yeah. Like, well, okay. But here's the thing.
Issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we don't really know the situation here and how much he has to be away. But if he's just spending a couple of nights with you every now and then he's not living there. So I think you need to get
to come back, but I won't let him. Not until we really work on our relationship.
Okay. Well, there's a new thing right there. So it's very confusing.
The very thing that you're asking for, Tiffany. I mean, first of all, I understand you have this sense, regardless of how much he's home or gone. You have this sense that there is a big disconnect and that he's avoiding you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So the amount of time doesn't matter, because if he was a husband that was really invested but gone a lot, you could handle that, right? It would feel different. Okay. So you're not wrong about that. But when you're asking him to come home and to work on things, and then he finally says, okay, and you say, well, no, I'm not going to let you, I think that's a mixed message, because I think you guys need to be, you know, in the same room and really decide, what do you want to do here? What keeps getting in the way of you guys having a connection?
Well, I think the test for all of this too, Tiffany, is to say, I want to travel with you and I want to bring our son with us. We need to be together, and that's the best thing to do. And then watch his reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like testing him to see if he's willing to do that. If he's not willing to do that, then you've got an answer to your question. If he's willing to do it, then you've got to rethink the whole thing and say, maybe we can connect. And I've been wanting it on my terms, and we have to do it kind of on his terms right now to get started.
Right, okay. Exactly.
You guys know what a great mathematical mind I have. So I'm trying to break this down into kind of three options here. One option that I think you ought to look at is you saying to him, I said you couldn't come back home unless you worked on this stuff. But I just am going to change my position here. I want you to come back home. Now, I'd have a different perspective here if I knew that he'd been unfaithful or whatever. But I think inviting him back home, which he says he's willing to do, would be a really good option to see where you stand. Then you'd have a chance to build the relationship and a little baby have his father in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes back home, you would want to avoid criticizing him for when he was away from home, but trying to build on whatever you could see positive in him for being home. Okay, I think that's a really good option. The second option, option number two in my mathematical mind would be, honey, I'd like you to come back home, and I'd like us to go with you when you leave. Now, there might not be the finances to do that, since he's not the lead singer or whatever, but he's the manager. But I would think you'd want to look into that. And that could be simply buying a used motor home that travels with the band and your baby and him. So that would be number two. And the third option would be this option you have. You get help, and then you come home. And I think that's going to keep you at a stalemate with mm-hmm. option number three. Definitely. Would really go for number one. You come home, and then you try to build on the relationship, and that folds into, hey, let's get some help together. But once you get him back home, he may see what he's got there. And especially if he's not hearing a critical voice every time he comes in contact with you.
Right. So that's
there, Dave
well,
and Jill?
Well, that's why I want you to hear us saying we validate your upset and concern, right? Mm-hmm. So Steve is saying you don't need to continue to beat him over the head with it, because initially he's going to just get defensive about that and want to move away from you, because that's not going to feel good to be in your presence. People are drawn to people that they feel good in their presence. And so that doesn't mean you don't tell the truth, but you are smart about it, Tiffany. And you're looking at what you ultimately want, not to punish him, right? You're wanting to see what can we do to meet in the middle to accommodate both of our wants and needs and actually have a relationship and have two intact parents for our son.
And that means you have to readjust some of your own desires
and expectations.
And mm-hmm. expectations to start with. And then once it gets rolling, then watch and see what happens.
So work on that connection, because then that smooths over a lot of details.
The worst thing is you ask somebody to come back home, they come back home, and it's welcome to criticism on parade. And every day is just full of you ripping on this person. They're going to say, I can't do this. So when he has 5 seconds of eye contact with the baby, you go, oh, that just is fantastic to see that. Thank you. You know, I love it when you guys have that kind of connection like that. You build on the positive. Otherwise,
you reinforce what you want, what you don't want.
Let me give you a phrase you need to memorize and keep in mind, is that there's no such thing as constructive criticism in a marriage. So as hopeful you are that it'll help, it never helps. So do something different and change the approach.
Dave is one of the best people in communicating that a lot of marriages are in critical condition due to criticism. And when you stop criticizing, stop always finding the negative thing to put the other person at. You say you want them to be close to you, but everything you do pushes them away. She wants him home, but now she's saying, well, yeah, but you can't come home until you. And then if she gets home and she criticizes every day, then it's just going to push him away. So we have to stop and ask, well, what do we really want based on our behavior? Do we have a behavior that draws somebody to us, pushes them away? And once you answer that, then you can try to fix whatever's broken there in your behavior if you're not getting the result that you want. I'm going to send you Smart Love so that neither of you ever again do something stupid. In fact, since he's traveling, I'll send you 2 copies of Smart Love, because I think that can be a great blessing to you. Now, anybody else, you can get a copy of that just by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's one of our resources that we feature here. Every man's battle starts tomorrow. If I could get this road manager of this group to go, I would do it. I'd pay his way, because you know what? It's not just about sexual integrity. It's about integrity. It's about being responsible, taking care of the problems. And all of us have work that we can do in that area. And so it's a great thing. It's like we heard a program, I believe it was yesterday, the guy had said, I think every person ought to go to this, whether they have a problem or not. That's in Dallas, and then April the 6th, Columbus, Ohio. What a great thing. Take Your Life Back is going to be March 16th in Orange County. Intimacy and Marriage, July the 20th in D.C. And then, of course, we have a wonderful, wonderful ministry called Restore. It's Hope for the Heart, women that have been hurt by a man with sexual integrity problems. That's coming up at the end of the year. Whatever it is, we want to help you with it. It could be a workshop. It could be a book, a counselor in your area, or just you talk to somebody on the phone and they give you some insight. It changes everything forever for good. When you support the ministry, you're supporting all of this stuff. I got to tell you, I don't know of ministries that have as many people do a 180-degree turn as this one. So when you support us, like we've been saying for 30 years, you're not supporting us, helping people feel better. It's all about transformation. And sometimes people have to feel worse before things get better. That's the way it is with me a lot of times. I've just got to come to the end of myself, realize my own depravity, my own sinful nature, no excuses, and then it starts to turn around. Maybe that's what you need to do. You need to pick up the phone and say, okay, I'm ready to get to the end of myself, which is the beginning of hope and freedom. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Sometimes complicated phone calls require us to take a little more time than others, but let's go right over here. Let's go to Roseanne, Washington, D.C. Really glad that she's calling us here. Hey, Roseanne, how you doing? What's
I'm
going
good.
On?
How are you?
Doing okay. How can we help you? We do want to.
Well, the main thing at this point is trying to just cope with the emotions surrounding getting sober and trying to stand for my marriage at the same time.
Okay, so you, how long have you been sober?
I celebrated 11 months on February 28th. So I'm coming up on a year.
Good for you.
That's great.
Thank you.
And so what's going on with your husband?
So, in all honesty, it starts with me. I was diagnosed with complex PTSD when I in 2012 while I was in the Army. I was medically retired in 2016.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I refused to deal with it. I didn't take the medication that was prescribed. I wouldn't go to counseling. I thought I was fine.
Yeah.
And I was I was rage-filled. There's nothing else to call it but rage-filled. And I took it out on my husband and my children. And, you know, I tried different therapies, different medications, different programs. Nothing worked. And every time I would come to my husband and say, this time it's different. This time I'm getting help. Which put me in the understanding where he's coming from, that I was abusive. And I completely understand that. You know, but this is different. You know, going through AA, working the steps, it's very different. It's a completely different program. I'm very much, my connection with God is phenomenal at this point. But while my husband was deployed this last time, he came home May of last year. He'd fallen in love with a girl in the Romanian army. He's obviously in the American army. And he wants a divorce. And that was just, I was about 6 weeks sober when he came home and told me that.
Oh, wow.
And I told him, I'm not giving up on our marriage. I know I was horrible. I treated you badly. But this is different. And of course, he's of the mindset that this is not any different. It's just like all the other times. And I don't blame him. But I'm still standing for my marriage. And he's still in contact with the other woman. There's no, as far as he's telling me, she doesn't want to come here, mostly from what I can gather from what he's telling me. She's really insecure about the fact that he and I still live together.
Okay, so what's the question for us then? How could we help you then in this tough situation?
One, I would like more help in standing for my marriage. And two is the emotional influx. You know, it's so overwhelming. I'm still in love with this man. I don't just love him. I mean, he walks into a room and I get butterflies and, you know, I smile like a silly little schoolgirl. We have a son together. We have two stepdaughters, you know, his daughters. And I'm just, the emotional influx is just so overwhelming, and I need guidance. How do I deal with that?
Yeah, okay. Well, it's pretty tough to deal with anything if he's still in the fantasy world with another person that he doesn't live with, thinking that, you know, all of the answers lie there. She thinks he's wonderful and fabulous. She offers him really a whole other way of life. She gets to come here one day. It's tough to compete with all of that. And until he's willing to break off that relationship with her, there's not a lot of hope here. So my only thought here would be to ask him if he'd be willing to take a break from her. 90 days, 120 days, would you be willing to cut off all contact just to give us another chance? And if he was willing to do that, that's when you would, with all of your sobriety and all of the things you've learned, that's when you would want to be that nurturing, loving, connecting person that you've been telling him that you can be. You wouldn't be talking about her. You wouldn't be negative. You'd really try to build the relationship. Those are my thoughts. Jill, Dave, what do you guys think?
Well, I think, Roseanne, the feelings of love are based on the behaviors of love. And you, in your PTSD and drinking, were doing the behaviors of no love.
Right, yeah. And the refusing to get help.
And now you have the opportunity to begin to do the behaviors of love again. And I think what Steve is suggesting is asking him to take a break and come to our weekend on intimacy and marriage together, just as a
be so powerful.
Oh yeah,
and then look at 1 Corinthians 13, and Paul lists all the behaviors of love. He doesn't talk about the emotion of love in that love chapter. He talks about the behaviors of love, and just try to incorporate those into your relationship with him, and see what happens over the course of the next 6 months, and. Don't get
a couple of different things is, you know, first of all, he's adamant that this desire for divorce has nothing to do with her, which could be true, but I feel like it could be pretty clouded. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he'll say, hey, let's go do something with our son. You know, we go, we have a great time. We can connect, you know, and it's very similar to the old days, you know, when we enjoyed each other's company. And then you know, it's followed by the next day with him sending these long messages about, you need to accept that it's over. I mean, just completely unprovoked. Just, it's over, you need to accept that, let me go, blah, blah, blah.
Roseanne, he's scared, and he's fearful, and men are often fearful and don't admit to it because it's too scary. And you got to take into account that he doesn't know how to trust that this is different, really
right.
Different this time.
Right. It's been a long time where it's not been good.
We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Soup. Jill, you had one thing you were going to say.
Yes. Roseanne, I would just appeal to him and say, before we walk away, can we at least say we've tried everything? And would you go to the Intimacy and Marriage Workshop with me? For at the very least, for our child, so that we can continue to work together as parents. And then, Tiffany, you know, I mean, for you, unfortunately, we can destroy relationships. And so over time, you know, but what's in your court now is the fact that you guys go and you have a good time, keep doing that. He's not going to hear a lot of your words right now. It just has to feel different. He has to see it. So keep going and encouraging those times together.
And he has to trust it that it's going to stay there. And trust is built over time. Consistency over time helps to rebuild trust. And he'll do it without really being aware that he's doing it.
All right. Okay, I'm going to send you Smart Love. And I tell you, this strategy's worked for a lot of people. Where you say, okay, you're going to leave me, but as you leave, just be willing to say, I did everything I could. And here's the last thing, and it turns it around. All right, let's go over here and talk with Sarah, Austin, Texas. Internet, it's where she listens. Hey, Sarah, how can we help today?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I have a question. I have a nephew who's in his mid-30s, and I have a friend that works in the same company that he does. She works a different division. But a lot of times they do things together, they especially socials and that kind of thing. And she has told me that he's flirting with other men in the office, and a little bit in the office, but mostly during the social times after work. I'm really surprised. I'm just shocked by this. He is married, has been married for 2 years, lived with his wife for 5 before they got married, and I'm trying to understand it. I don't know whether... I even told my friend that I thought maybe he was just joking around. He supposedly tried to kiss another man during the social.
Okay, so I said, is the question, how do I understand this or what? I mean, I do think you understand it. He's gay and he's married. He's gay and he's married.
I'm trying to understand.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what is his wife aware of?
Nothing. I don't think she knows anything.
Really?
I didn't know anything about this either.
Yeah.
And it's been going on for about a year, she told me. And she had not told me until now. And she told me that I needed to know because that is my nephew and that I love very much. And I'm trying to understand, is this just something he's trying out? Or I'm trying to comprehend the whole thing.
His wife also, is the one that told you? Is his wife? No, her friend. Oh, the friend told you. Okay. Well, no,
that
I don't.
Works for the same company.
I wouldn't think that this would be something he's just trying out.
You know, because of the bold nature of it.
Yeah, exactly.
He would be more secretive if he was just trying it out.
A lot of times, guys, they, in their struggle, they marry thinking that's going to change something. Or they don't think it's going to change something. They just want to be married and have kids, but they want to go on with a double life there, too. You don't know what it is. But you do know what the behavior is. That's not very difficult to understand, is it? It's just hard to grasp how somebody can do this to another human being.
So do you have much...
I'm just completely shocked.
Okay.
Yeah,
do you have
sure.
much rapport with your nephew? Is this something you could ask him about?
I do talk to him, you know, but I work and he works, so, you know, mm-hmm. we don't talk. We don't have time to, like, you know, get, because he's married and he doesn't have any kids.
Okay.
But it's hard to, you know, we don't see each other probably as much as we should because I have also other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know whether... this is something that I really need to talk to him about. Like I said, I'm still trying to get over the shock because something I told my friend, I said, I wonder if he wasn't just doing it to clown around because I know when I was younger, I would see, but I'm talking about way younger. When I was in my 20s, I would see guys, you know, especially during social hours, they just to try to be funny. They try to mm-hmm. pretend that they were gay and they would try to.
Yeah. Don't you think? Don't you think your friend knows what clowning around is versus something that's really disrespectful to the wife, unfaithful?
And she said it's been going on for a year.
Yeah. So.
Well, and I think Steve, that's a way to bring it up is that it's a. Something that his wife needs to know about or something that is embarrassing to his wife, and yet you're concerned about what you've heard. Or, of course, if you approach him, she may know who told you, but that doesn't matter at this point. I think it's important for you to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
So the old proverb, okay. when you wink it wrong, parenthesis, make it into something less than it is. Try to rationalize. It's just joking around. When you wink it wrong, you cause trouble. But an open rebuke brings lasting peace. So you want to talk to him about it. I think you need to talk with him.
Yeah.
What's going on with you? Tell me. Help me understand mm-hmm. this. He says, I was just joking around. No, you're not, because this is going on everywhere, and this is your reputation now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just...
I love you, I'm concerned.
Yeah. So what's going on? How can I help you with this? Because it's going to kill your wife when she finds out. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Yes, that's what I told my friend, that I thought maybe he's just, you know, kidding around. He does joke around a lot. But I said maybe he was just trying to, you know, to be entertaining, to be funny or something. And she said... no, she said, that is not joking. It would look totally different. She said he was serious when he was trying to kiss this other guy. he was also drinking. So I'm thinking either he must have problems in his marriage.
But you don't joke around. Okay, so let's just get down to business. He's not joking around. He wants to have a homosexual relationship with somebody. What you see him doing in public is him propositioning different people, letting them know he's available. So he probably has relationships with other men that are not seen in mm-hmm. public. That's what guys do.
Really?
Absolutely. You think he's... Well, this isn't just a public display. There's a reason for behavior. There's a
right.
payoff.
The fact that it's leaking out into public tells you that there's more.
He can't help himself. Otherwise, it would all be private. So the question is, okay. You know, go ahead.
Well, if you're joking around, around once every 6 months or something with like that kind of thing. You don't do it to where you build a reputation.
So I would just say, out of respect for his wife, I would talk with him before I talked with her, but I'd be talking with her too.
Yeah,
I'd want to know, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want to know? Sure. You'd want to know. You'd want somebody to tell you what was going on. Oh, my goodness. So
right,
talk
because,
to him first.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Talk to him first. But Sarah, I hear like you're just in shock over this. Like you want it to not be true.
Right.
And we hear that.
Yeah.
And so we know that it's a difficult thing to digest. But don't gloss over it because you don't want it to be true. Don't just search for a way to make it not true so that then it doesn't have to be brought up. Because the best thing would be bring it up, bring it out into the open, and then find out it's not true.
Right. Let me send you Sherry's book, Intimate Deception. That's what this is. It's a deception. And but he's not very good at it, that's for sure. We'll send that to you, our way of saying thanks for calling us here. All right, let's go over here and talk. How about we talk here with Kamari, I believe it is, yeah, from Orlando, Florida. How you doing?
Hi, Steve. This is Kamari.
Hi.
I'm doing all right. I love
good.
Your show.
Thank you.
I'm a little bit nervous. Hi, Jill. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Kamari.
How can we help?
I'm calling. I've been listening to your show for about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling because I'm feeling very guilty. I have to throw out my son, who's now 20, from my house.
Okay.
And this past couple of weeks, I've been feeling very guilty about it.
Mm.
And the reason why I throw him out because he he'd been acting out and he'd been doing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he'd been doing the drugs for about as long as I know, about 5 years. But like,
oh dear!
Around the time when his father walked out of a marriage after 18 plus years.
Oh, all right.
And it was a shock. I know you had a caller earlier, and it was a total shock. It was like a bombshell.
Okay, I want you to hold on. You have called the right place. We'll be back after this.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip, and that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. Let me we'll go to Dave here to help you work through this guilt of kicking him out. Dave, you want to help her here?
Well, I don't want you to feel guilty, Kamara, because you finally did what you should have done couple years earlier, because you made him face the reality that he's got to deal with his life on his mm-hmm. own. And if you,
well, I did throw him out before, and then I took him back in
okay.
because he made promises that he's gonna go get counseling.
Mm. Yeah, well, this time you want to make him, before you bring him back in, he has to start counseling. And he has to get into an AA group or an NA group, and mm-hmm. you got to go to an Al-Anon group yourself to find out what you're dealing with, because it's not easy to deal with, and it's a shame that he had no place else to turn to when his dad left the family, and he just turned to kind of spacing himself out to not feel the pain.
He did try to go get help, but he refused to continue.
Hmm.
And just,
he refused to continue?
Say again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
He refused to continue the help? We're having a hard time hearing you as well.
He refused to continue. He will make up excuses that the counselor said, well, he's good, he doesn't need counseling.
Hmm.
He was always... there was always excuses.
Sure.
Right.
Plus, he
of course.
Was very rebellious.
Mm-hmm.
When Daddy left, it was a bombshell to all of us. We had to move, and he was 14.
Mm-hmm.
And
and
I know it took a toll on him, because I have another son, too. But he just did not want to follow through on anything that I was
okay.
trying to
get.
Well, his dad gave up, and he was giving. He's
yeah.
been giving up, too.
So here's the deal. We can't go back
sure,
and we can't
you.
Redo what happened, mm-hmm. but we can help you right now. And you feel
okay.
guilty, and the best way for you to get through that guilt is to get into a codependency group, Al-Anon, whatever, with other parents who have felt guilt like that, so that you see that, you know, what you really need to feel is gratitude, that you had the courage to do what needed to be done. Now, we can't get rid of the past, but listen, you continuing to enable that habit was not going to help him at all. He'd probably be dead within 5 years.
Right, and your guilt doesn't really help him. We all have regrets as parents. And so now, you know, instead of being guilty, which causes you to maybe not make the right choices, offer to help him if he is in help, if he is willing to go for help. Regardless of, he needs to be in consistent help over time. So there is no saying, oh, I'm better now. No. For the next year, he needs to be in help, and he needs to be going to meetings. And you're willing to help him along those lines, or if he needs to go into a program.
But you've got to get help.
I am. I've been reaching out to him like he did.
Good.
past couple of weeks. He texted me, but when I tried to call him, he would not answer the phone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I think that Kamara, you got to get in to help yourself, because that's what I had to do when we dealt with our son's addiction. Is you know, I had a young man in a group say to me, you're not here because your son has a problem. You're here because you have a problem. And I had to face my part of the problem and deal with it. And I had to do some very tough things that I couldn't have done without that group support. And so you've got to get into a good codependency group. And that's where you need to begin for yourself. And they're going to help you understand what you need to do and what's going to be helpful to dealing with your son in a constructive way.
Well, you know, Jill brings up a really good point. You want to help if he's getting doing something positive. And sometimes, I don't know if it's this case, but sometimes we're so full of anger that they didn't do what we wanted them to do that we don't want to help them at all right when they are willing to get some help, because we're so angry and full of shame and all of that. So really important that you dig in there, get the help that you need so that you can give him the help that he needs. And we'll send you Take Your Life Back, because it'll help both of you. It's a great, great book. Jill, do you have something?
Well, yeah, and I just want to validate you, that Kamara, that I hear that he's not willing right now, and that breaks a mother's heart. That is the hardest thing, and that's why we're wanting support for you. So you may not be able to do anything. He may be punishing you and trying to get you to feel bad so that he can continue his behavior. And so he has some of his own soul-searching to do. So we just want you to not be in the way of that.
Yeah. How do these wonderful parents become enemy number one when you're there? You want the best for these kids. Oh, my goodness. It's very, very tough.
You know, the way I try to portray it, it's like a powerful alien has taken over his body and his mind.
With the addiction.
And it's called an addiction. Mm-hmm. And it's against everybody and everything that is going to interfere with the addiction. And so I had to be reminded a number of times that that's just the addiction talking. That's not your son talking. Mm-hmm. And it took that kind of help to get me past the painful part to where it started to come back together.
You know, a lot of times when we think of addiction, we think, oh, boy, you know, his body is going to be in withdrawal and all that. But really, when you think of addiction, the impact is on the brain. That's the big one. You know, all rational thinking goes away. I mean, it's just, it really messes up the ability of a person to think. I'll send you Take Your Life Back, and I'll send you a Life Recovery Bible. I hope that that's going to be helpful to you. I know that it can be and will be. Any of you who want to support us in what we do here, transforming lives, helping people get the help that they need, providing workshops, we've got counselor network all over the country, resources. If you want to help us, I'm going to send you a book, Intimate Deception, by Dr. Sherry Keffer. Really excited about this being her first book. It's a good one. Think you're going to like it. But you have to call us, support us, and we'll send this to you as our way of saying thank you. And here on our 30th anniversary, we've been asking people to give us $30 a month as part of Club New Life. We'll give you something worth $150. That is, those are the 8 books in the Arterburn Wellness series, Loving, Understanding and Loving Somebody who's a Narcissist, somebody that's a Borderline Personality Disorder, Bipolar, Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome, a Sex Addict, all these. I mean, it's right there. And all you have to do is call us and say, I want to be part of Club New Life. You also get access to our new video library, over 100 videos there. I think it's over 100 now. Last time I saw it was 66. We were moving up fast. They're all brand new on topics that relate to you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the beginning of a new life. If you call us and you support us, you help somebody start that new life. If you call us for yourself, well, we'll help you start that new life. But it doesn't happen without the support of folks just like you. So please call us, a one-time gift, Intimate Deception. Or joining Club New Life, that's the best thing you can do for us. Well, there we give you the video library access, discounts to all the things that we do, a premium every 3 months we send to you, and then, of course, the library just for signing up, the Arterburn Wellness Series. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you could go to newlife.com. the movie, I can only imagine, March 16th, right there at the end, 1-800-HELP-FOR-ME, that's our number. And we're hoping a lot of people will call. The more you invite to that movie, the better. It's a good one. It's not like any other Christian film, because it's not really a Christian film. It's a major release. Trace Adkins, Cloris Leachman, Dennis Quaid, just to name a few of the stars there. Hey, call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want to help you. We really do. See you next time. Thanks, Jill. Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.